Now you are reasonably calm. Start to use your powers of imagination to imagine a being, a real or imaginary being, to whom it's very easy to feel emotions of warmth, kindness, or love towards. For those of you who've been on my retreats before, you may remember that I use a little kitten, because I like cats, especially kittens. So imagine a small kitten, or if you prefer a puppy dog. It may be a child, or like one innovative girl said, she doesn't like any animals or babies, but she had a little flower in a box outside her window in her apartment, which she cared for. She watered, nurtured, protected to make sure it grew. Whatever you use to light the first flames of loving kindness, choose an easy object. If you can't think of anything else, think of that little teddy bear. Imagine finding this teddy bear or little kitten cold, rejected, abandoned. My little kitten, I imagine that she's been abandoned by her mum for some reason. She's cold, hungry, cowering in some hidden corner, too afraid to come out. And I see her. I see just how thin and hungry and scared she is. My first thing is to gain her trust. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you. I will protect you from hurt. I want the privilege of caring for you, keeping you warm, feeding you, watching you grow, watching you play, watching you become a happy being again, at ease amongst others. As I send all these thoughts of kindness and warmth out towards this little being who's still hiding, who still doesn't trust me yet, I send these beautiful thoughts, emotions of love and kindness. May you be free of suffering and pain. I want to protect you and care for you. I look into its eyes with my eyes and give it the beautiful kindness and care until I feel it's trusting enough for me to reach out my hand and gently pick it up. To feel its bones under its skin. Poor kitten is so hungry. To feel its dirt because it hasn't been cleaned. And to bring it slowly to my chest and cuddle it, warm it, soothe its fear with my loving kindness. Dear little kitten, you have a friend. You have someone who will protect you and feed you. Dear little kitten, I care for you. As you warm that kitten with your warmth, as you give this beautiful emotion called loving kindness to a being who really needs it and who accepts it. And you feel the kitten move from being tight with fear to be soft with trust. To feel it warm up next to your chest and to feel its fear vanish as it starts to purr for the first time in its life. Dear kitten, I will feed you. I will find the fish or chicken or whatever you want. May you be happy and well, free of pain. May you have happiness. I light the fire of love with my imaginary kitten. until it's strong enough, like a piece of paper takes a flame from a match, strong enough to put on little twigs. I change the image to somebody else, someone I know, someone, again, I find it very easy to have feelings of warmth and kindness towards. That could be one of your children, a brother, a lover, a parent, a best friend. You visualize them in front of you. You remember the last time you saw them or seeing a picture of them. They are too like the little kitten. They need your kindness, they need love. And you give them all that you have. Dear friend, dear child, I will always care for you and love you and protect you. If there's no one else in this world, I will always be beside you. May you always be happy and well, and free of pain, of sickness, free of disappointment. I'm always there to make you smile and laugh. Your happiness is my joy. This little person or big person you're so close to in this life, give them as much love and kindness and warmth as you can generate. And notice as you're doing this, there's an emotion, a feeling, a sensation which starts to arouse in your chest, above your heart. It's a tingling of loving kindness, the physical counterpart to the emotion of love. As you warm this person who's closest to you in life. And it helps if you imagine your two arms going out, extending, coming behind that person, embracing them and bringing them towards you. Bringing them towards you in this beautiful hug of love. My dear friend, I care for you. I sincerely wish you all happiness and well-being, free of pain and sickness and disappointment. If there's anything I can do to help, to serve, to care, it's my privilege. Just ask. But you don't just say these words. You feel what they mean. You arouse this emotion of metta. When you say the word metta, you see where what it means, where it's pointing to. Like a signpost points to a destination. You look at the destination of love, of kindness, of metta, and you allow that to come into your mind and stay. Dear best friend, I care for you. The door of my heart always open to you, no matter what you do or whatever happens to you. You're always my friend. You'll always have a place inside my heart. As you give unconditional love to the person you're closest to in this world. And then maybe think of other friends and family. And give them that same beautiful loving kindness. People you have grown up with, lived with, got to know, got to argue with, but got to laugh with as well. May you all be happy and well, free from pain, disappointment. I truly wish you happiness. And then without opening your eyes, imagine all the people sitting in this room. All the people with whom you shared the last 8 days with. Friends, relations, fellow meditators. You shared the cottages with. You sit opposite each other at breakfast and lunch. Fellow travellers on the path. They have been frustrated like you've been frustrated. They've had success and joy just like you. My fellow beings on this retreat, I truly wish you well and I care for you. Wherever you go, whatever home, work you go back to, may you be well and happy and fulfilled, free of pain, free from stress. I care for each one of you. And imagine a little golden light starting to come through your chest to the place where that tingling was. It's beautiful golden light coming out from you and spreading through this hall, bathing everyone sitting here in this beautiful golden warm light of your loving kindness. Bathing, healing, taking away fear, taking away anxiety, taking away the pain of the past, because you're being cared for. May all beings in this room be free of pain, free from suffering. May you have hope where there was anxiety. May you have laughter where you once looked at the past with such seriousness and with such pain. May you be happy and well. That you can also imagine two arms coming out from your side, going round the outside of this group, the inside of the wall, meeting at the far end and embracing everybody in this room as if they were your closest family, your best friends, your lovers, your child, your mum. All beings in this room, I care for you. I truly wish you to be content, happy, enlightened. I wish you the very, very best. May all beings in this room find peace of mind and joy and laughter. And then you imagine this golden energy getting so intense that these brick walls can't hold it. It goes out from these walls into the whole wide compound of Jhana Grove, with all the animals, the birds which you've been filming, the red cockatoos, all the little ducks and ducklings on the lake, all the little animals, the monks over at Bodhinyana and the Anagarikas, the novices there and other visitors. The man who rescued the wandering yogis the other day. All those beings in this vicinity, I care for you all. All little kangaroos with their joeys. May all beings be free of pain and fear. May all beings in this vicinity be free of disappointment and worry. May they all be happy, healthy, enjoying their lives, free from persecution, respected, honored, and loved. If you spread this golden light over this whole vicinity, bathing and healing, opening the door of your heart to all beings in this area. The more you open the door of your heart, the wider it becomes. No matter what a person has done or whatever do, I forgive, I let go, I care. As this beautiful warmth of loving kindness spreads over this whole vicinity, up to the city of Perth, down to Bunbury, like a golden light spreading over this world. You feel it go all the way to Melbourne, where someone is from, to Sydney, to other parts of Australia, to New Zealand, up through Indonesia, to Singapore, where you have many loved ones and family members and friends, to Malaysia as well. May all beings in this part of our world be free of pain, of fear, Those who are old know that you're always respected and loved, that you do have value in your life. May all the people sick in hospitals or recovering from operations know that you're being thought of right now. And your well-being is so important to this group of meditators far away. May you recover from your operations or injuries. May you once again be that fit, healthy person you were once before. May we have fun and joy and laughter together again. To all the people in your homeland, may all beings be at peace, free from fear, always speaking kindly to one another, and forgiving one another's faults. You're all like those trees in the forest, some leaning to the left, some leaning to the right. Not one of you perfect, but you all belong. Each one of you, a beautiful tree in the great natural forest of humankind. May all beings be happy and well. As this beautiful loving kindness goes throughout this whole universe, may all beings be free of pain and suffering. Understand we can live together in peace as long as we respect and share. May all beings receive my love, my kindness. As you spread this beautiful metta over the whole world and universe beyond. And how does it feel in your chest area? It's a beautiful, soft, freeing feeling of loving kindness. And as I usually do at the very end, there's one person you've missed out. Yourself. Imagine you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And now give that same loving kindness to yourself. I care about me. May I be at peace, healthy, happy, and free. May I be free of sicknesses and worries and concerns about others. May I be able to enjoy this moment as with every other moment. May I be at peace. Whatever I have ever done, or am doing, or will ever do, my body, speech, or mind, the door of my heart is open to that. Where I make mistakes, that's what I forgive and learn from. Where I make successes and have joy, bliss, that I will enjoy like a delightful meal. The door of my heart is open to me, no matter who I am, no matter what I experience, because I care for me. As you give this unconditional love, embracing and acceptance to oneself, whatever monsters there are inside of me, welcome monster, I care for you. As you give this beautiful loving kindness and acceptance, this golden light to yourself, healing, relieving, releasing all the pain. Before we finish, to notice how that feels. What's it like inside? The bliss of metta. Now collect that golden light. Collect it, focus it, bring it in. Until it becomes like this intense ball of golden energy in your chest. Imagine your heart like a lotus, wide, white and wide open, with this golden light just above the white lotus. And imagine that white lotus slowly closing to contain this intense light of loving kindness inside your heart, ready, available for the next occasion. And keep your eyes closed while I give the final blessing. Sabbogawinimuto, Sabbasantapavajito, Sabbaveramatigando, Nibuto Chatuangbawa, Sabitiyo Vivajantu, Sabarogo Vinasatu Mate, Bhavanvantarayo Sukhiti Gayu Gopava Apiwa Danha Silitsa Nichang Vuta Pachalino Chataro Dharma Vatanti Ayu Vano Sukhang Sadhu.